For my readers, they're really all for you. Your passion changed my life. Thank you for everything. A world of light blessed across the stones. A king doomed to fall at the hands of his second son. A city turned to ash and bones. The fallen star will mean war has once again begun. The final fey of full blood, born at last, will find the blade of the sun inside her heart. Father and child will meet again in war a half century past, and with the rise of the phoenix will the final battle start. A king who can only meet his end at her hands, a girl who knows what she must choose. A sacrifice made to save both troubled lands. Without it, an entire realm will lose. A tragedy for both full fey, as each shall fall. Alas, it is the price to pay to save them all. Ligeia, the Seer of Lumera, 113 years ago. 1. Arwen. I'm going to be sick again, warned Ryder as he hung his head over the wet steel edge of the ship. Angry droplets of rain pelted us both as I rubbed soothing circles into the damp fabric clinging to my brother's back. I'm here, I said, trying to send light into his knotted stomach. I waited and waited some more until I couldn't help but tense my fingers against the void I felt where my light should have regenerated days ago. Nothing. Still nothing. Ryder retched into the churning sea below us. In the 10 days since the Battle of Siren's Bay, I had healed the entire ship of all their wounds without my power. The injuries inflicted by Lazarus's army, burns singed and gashes slashed by both light and fey weapons, were more damaging to the Onyx and Peridot soldiers than any mortal steel. It had been the most taxing work I'd ever done. And all the while, elbow deep in bandages and sickly, fevered sweat, I tried to grieve. We had held a small, makeshift funeral for her, the woman I had always thought was my mother. Against the rhythmic creaking of ropes and the quiet flapping of sails, the unscathed soldiers aboard had lowered her body into the sea beneath us. I said a few words, all of which felt flat and foreign in my mouth. Mari sang a hymn. Ryder cried. Lee didn't look at any of us, and then slunk into our cabin below decks before we even finished. It had been awful. Kane had asked if he could join us. I believe his words were, "I'd like to be there for you, if you'll let me." As if his presence might have somehow made me feel better, instead of infinitely, infinitely worse. I hadn't wanted him anywhere near my family, or what had been left of them. Then, the storm came. A thunderous assault of rain, with waves that sloshed against the ship like battering rams. It raged and raged throughout our entire journey. Those who sought even a minute's reprieve from stale cabin air were immediately soaked in a frigid deluge. Yesterday, the captain had rationed the ship's coals, leaving us without hot water. I already couldn't stomach any more lukewarm porridge. I looked down at my fingers on Ryder's back. They were eternally pruned, like little raisins. He heaved again, and down the bow a couple feet, a Peridot woman in a weather-beaten wool cloak followed suit. Though I was lucky not to suffer from seasickness, the same couldn't be said for the rest of the passengers. The stomach-turning sounds of retching echoed at all hours of the day and night. I offered care to whomever I could, but without my light, there wasn't much to do. I hadn't offered any help to Kane, though. I'd watched him climb a rickety set of stairs with ease a single day after being pierced through the chest by a spear of ice. He'd scaled them two at a time, nimble, strong, lively even. And yet, he had needed me to heal him so critically that day in the Shadowhold Infirmary. All lies, more and more lies. My head swam with them,